Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Your top local story on News Radio WBBM. The mayor is proposing a property tax increase in Chicago next year, saying the money will help keep Chicago safe. The details from WBBM political editor Craig Delamore.
Mayor Johnson says the city is continuing to upgrade public safety despite the tight budget. For example, the city is moving forward with its program of having medical and mental health professionals answer emergency calls for people having mental health crises instead of the police.
We also made a commitment to behavioral mental health. We've expanded those services. We've moved away from a co-responder response. Now we're freeing up police officers to actually respond to the to other critical needs of our city. And we also made a commitment to community safety and critical investments there.
Funding for community anti-violence programs is up as well. Mayor Johnson talks about his budget and the challenges on our At Issue program this weekend. And you can hear more Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police are looking for the hit-and-run driver who injured an officer in the South Shore neighborhood early today.
The officer was hit in the leg and treated by paramedics at the scene. That's according to Chicago police, who say the officer was directing traffic at a large Halloween gathering near 75th and Phillips at about 1:30 in the morning. A white car hit the officer and drove off. High winds may have kept the department from using one of its helicopters to search for the vehicle from the air. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The prosecution played a dramatic phone recording yesterday in the double murder trial of Richard Allen in Delphi, Indiana. Allen is accused of killing 14-year-old Libby German and 13-year-old Abby Williams on a trail in February of 2017. During yesterday's proceedings, prosecutors played phone calls in which Allen confessed to his wife and mother that he killed the girls. The prosecution then rested its case. U.S. Steel reports a big drop in year-over-year profits just as it's trying to close a sale with Nippon Steel.
U.S. Steel says it hopes to wrap up its sale to Nippon Steel for nearly $15 billion before the end of 2024. Yesterday, the steelmaker announced a major drop in third quarter year-over-year profits. They were down 60% from last year, from $299 million in 2023 to $119 million in this past third quarter. One of U.S. Steel's brighter spots was the flat roll division, of which the Gary Works and plant in Portage, Indiana are a part. U.S. Steel's board of directors declared a dividend of 5 cents a share of common stock. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A 15-year-old boy was shot on the far north side last night. Police say the teen was standing outside along the 7200 block of North Damon when he was hit twice in the leg. He's hospitalized in good condition. The official City of Chicago Christmas tree was cut down this morning in the Logan Square neighborhood.
The tree is a 53-foot-tall blue spruce that for 50 years had been in the side yard of the historic Kimball House built in 1899 on the 2500 block of North Kimball Avenue. It was planted by the late Jim Mulligan, who lived in and cared for the house for decades. The current owner is Sarah Holden Shattuck.
We're super honored to donate this tree to the City of Chicago because, and for us, it really honors the previous owner, Jim Mulligan, who lived here for almost 50 years and took care of the home, which is historical.
Mulligan's daughter, Jerry, could not be happier. This was her idea.
So I wanted to see it in its prime, just be out there for everybody to see it and to be attached to his name.
The tree was lifted by a crane over wires stretched between light poles and onto a flatbed truck. It will be on display in Millennium Park. In Logan Square, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A coalition of 50 attorneys general across the country has reached settlements with two companies concerning the price of generic drugs. The $49 million agreement involves Heritage Pharmaceuticals and Apotex Corporation. A statement says both companies were accused of, quote, widespread, long-running conspiracies to artificially manipulate prices, reduce competition, and restrain access to numerous generic drugs. As part of the settlement, the companies agree to cooperate in ongoing multi-state litigation against dozens of other corporations and individual executives. Felony hate crime and terrorism charges are now filed in the shooting of a Jewish man on the far north side last Saturday.
Those new charges against 22-year-old Sidi Mohammed Abdul Hadi add to 14 others, including attempted murder. Come after a search of his cell phone, which state's attorney Kim Fox says proved the Jewish community was targeted in the Saturday morning shooting that wounded a 39-year-old man.
This charge sends a clear message. Any acts that seek to destabilize our communities through fear and hatred will face the fullest measure of accountability under the law.
Police Superintendent Larry Snelling was among those to defend the delay in the new charges and insist they were not a result of public pressure.
We will never go out in public, make statements, allegations, accusations, or attempt to bring charges without any proof of what we're attempting to charge someone for.
Andy Day, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Officials at Northwestern University are disputing the findings of a newly released congressional report. The report looked into how universities, including Northwestern, dealt with on-campus anti-Semitism over the past year. The report is critical of how the university handled negotiations to end the encampment on Deering Meadow in April. Among other points, a university statement objects to what it calls unfair characterizations of the provost and valued members of the faculty based on isolated and out-of-context communications in that report. It's time for sports, sponsored by TimberTech Decking and Railing. Josh Liss is here.
Happy Friday.
Can the Bulls fit in with the hipsters in Brooklyn?
Maybe if Zach LaVine plays. He's kind of cool. X-rays were negative on his shoulder, but the Bulls' leading scorer at 23 a game is questionable for tonight's contest in Brooklyn. LaVine with that sprained shoulder. He suffered a partial dislocation in Wednesday's upset of the Magic. They're about a point and a half underdog of 3-2 Bulls, putting that two-game winning streak up against the 2-3 Nets tonight. 6:30 start. 6:70 the score is where you listen. You've played horse or pig on the basketball court, right? Some smart Alex sitting on his butt on the court trying to make a shot. Oh, that's backyard basketball. Memphis star Ja Morant did his version in a real game against Milwaukee.
Morant, ball to the floor. Ja from the seat of his pants. Lob through Adama! Holy cow, you've got to be kidding me!
Throws a perfect lob.
With his butt glued to the court after diving for a loose ball, Ja Morant, the Grizzlies drop the Bucks 122-99. NBA TV, the call. Milwaukee falls to 1-4. Another key practice awaits the Bears, hoping injured left guard Tevin Jenkins can do some work and play in Arizona. Bears haven't won a road game on a Sunday since the day after Christmas 2021. They've dropped 18 Sunday road games in a row. New York Jets passed Houston 21-13 on Thursday Night Football. Two of Aaron Rodgers' three touchdowns are one-handed grabs by Garrett Wilson. Ryan Donato and Tyler Bertuzzi score in the first period, but a 2-1 Hawks lead chewed up and spit out in a loss to the Sharks 3-2. The 3-7-1 Hawks last in the NHL suit up at practice today and win a matinee with the Kings tomorrow at 3. New White Sox manager Will Venable says, "We want players who show up to work and hard every day, but also smart ball players who understand the nuances of the game." And the Sox are expected to buy out Yoan Moncada's contract for $5 million. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Job growth slowed sharply last month, with only 12,000 jobs added as hurricanes and a major labor strike weighed heavily on employment gains. Joining us with the latest details is Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services and publisher of the Dow Theory Forecast newsletter in Hammond, Indiana. Find him online, horizoninvestment.com. Chuck, thank you for joining us today. 12,000 new jobs in the month of October that that is off the pace that was set in the ADP, the private payroll report, earlier this week. The unemployment rate remains unchanged. And is this more noise than signal when it comes to assessing the health of the job market?
Yeah, it probably is. It's a squirrely report. There's no doubt about that. You had a lot of crosswinds with the hurricanes and with the Boeing strike. But the one thing you did see was, you know, they had downward revisions on the two previous months. So, you know, I think what this does, and I think the market's reacting in part to that, there was a fair amount of uncertainty in terms of, you know, what the Fed was going to do in terms of, are they going to continue to lower rates? I think this report, though a little strange, I think certainly emboldens the people that think the Fed's going to be cutting rates next week.
And would that explain some of the movement in the market today? Optimism that maybe the Fed will cut interest rates by a quarter point again or a half a point? Or is this also optimism coming from some rather blowout tech earnings after the bell yesterday?
Yeah, I think it's both. I think there's, you know, a relief rally to some extent on the interest rate environment. And then I think you have, you know, Amazon, for example, came out with a really strong report, and that has boosted, you know, a lot of the tech related stocks today. So I think we're getting, you know, kind of a twofold boost to the market, and it's a big day so far. We'll see how it ends, though, Rob.
This portion sponsored by Classic Draperies. And then, Chuck, this jobs report came out this month a week earlier than normal, and would that have affected the count somewhat?
It could have, and that is curious in a sense that, you know, it does come out just prior to the election as well. So it could, and I think we're going to get a better read, obviously, on the next report for next month as some of these kind of crosswinds clear up. But again, I do point back that there were downward revisions on the two previous months, and so, you know, that weren't really affected by this stuff. So I think the Fed's going to be looking at that and saying, well, I think the job market's probably okay, but I think we're going to cut rates, you know, just to be on the safe side.
Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services and publisher of the Dow Theory Forecast newsletter. Find him online, horizoninvestment.com.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.